Well, happy Thursday morning. Happy Cinco de Mayo, or as my friend Kim Johnson would say, happy Thankful Thursday. Appreciate you guys jumping on this Mojo call. Today's call, I'm going to talk about something that I think we all would agree with, that we all are, and that is gratitude and gratefulness and thankfulness. I am so thankful for so many things. And I experienced something yesterday that I had to share with you guys. First of all, what a great company ACN is. It is just, we are so blessed to be a part of this. But, when I start thinking about, every so often I'll sit down and I get some still time and I start thinking about my life. And I'm sure some of you have done this before. And you sit back and say, man, thank God. Thank you, God, for everything that you've done for me. I have a son, that's graduating from college and next week, in less than a week, he will have finished 4 years at Villanova University. He's graduating. He's already got a job. They offered him a job last year. He's working while in school. And so he's independent, man. And, I'm so grateful for that. I'm just eternally grateful that God has given us good kids. And, yesterday, Andrew and I were driving down to North Carolina to pick up one of our twins from school. He just finished his second year of school. And so we were down there, we were packing up, and, we had an influencer call yesterday, an RD and an RC and above call yesterday, and it was an incredible, incredible call. So I couldn't get on, they couldn't see my face or anything, but I was just listening because we were packing, and they were talking about health sharing and all the different things, and immediately gratitude just came over me, because I thought to myself, man, we are about to embark on the greatest service that we've ever had in our company's history, the highest commissioned revenue service. And I thought about it. I'm like, man, I could have been, look, you and I, we all could have been involved in so many other opportunities. I could have been exposed to so many different businesses, but I was fortunate enough, lucky enough to get exposed to ACN. And, I've only been with one company my entire career. Do you know how many people have been in, multiple network marketing companies? I mean, I talk to people, look, some of you have been in different companies, but how thankful are you and grateful are you that you are with ACN right now? I mean, the fact that, we offered these services early on and the company did well. And, no company is a perfect company, but we're darn close to it. Because, every time there was a hurdle that happened, these guys took it on the chin and moved forward and actually got better. Every adversity that came, we just got better. We added new services. This company acquired, these two companies last year, and now we're about to embark on Impact. I was just sitting there listening to this stuff, and I was just like, oh my goodness, this is the greatest opportunity ever. And I know you guys feel the way I feel about this. This is going to be an incredible, incredible opportunity. Then I started thinking about the founders and how fortunate we are to have them running the company. Because, look, there are a lot of great ideas and great opportunities, but if the people running the company aren't good people, if they aren't the right people, it's not going to last. They've been great stewards of money, great stewards of integrity. They put people first. And that's why, because of that, they've gotten back what they've given out thousands fold, because they continue to do the right thing and the company continues to grow. We attract great people to this business. So I'm sitting there on this call and I'm just sitting there going, wow, this is incredible. I'm in North Carolina picking my kid up from school. He's finishing his sophomore year. I'm on this call thinking to myself, thank you, God. Thank you for this incredible opportunity that allows us to just do what we want to do, when we want to do it. And now we have this new service that's going to set so many people free. I'm telling you guys, when I talk to people about this, they are blown away, and we are attracting some incredible people because of this. So then I'm done that call. I get on the RD call. We get on the road. We're driving. And all of us, so we got two cars. So my son's driving his car home. He has a car on campus. And we got in the truck just to load all the stuff up. So he calls. He says, Dad, my car's not sounding right. So his car is pulling a little bit. We pull it over, and I said, look, get out. I'll drive your car. You jump in with mom. And so we're driving back. Next thing you know, I feel the car pulling and slowing down. So there's a transmission issue, and then we catch a flat tire all at the same time. So we pull off on the side of I-85 North, and I'm sitting there going, well, oh, well, at least we're here with him. He didn't drive home by himself. His parents are here, so we can take care of it. But I immediately got into gratitude mode. I immediately said, because here's the deal, guys. Here's what I know about some people. You can't just express gratitude when things are going great. You've got to express gratitude when things aren't going so great. When you deal with adversity and you express gratitude, that builds character. It really does build character. So I'm sitting there waiting for AAA, just thinking about all the blessings. And, man, you know, we're here. We're healthy. And, you know, we waited for a while for the truck to come. The guy came. He was a great guy. I love people from the South because they're just really hospitable people. And the guy was like, yeah, you know, it's kind of dangerous out here. And now he's telling me about it. I'm like, yeah, he's telling me about people that he's lost in this situation. I go, yeah, I understand. And so they're like, well, you know, where do you want this towed? I was like, well, I probably need it towed to Maryland. The guy looked at me. He goes, well, that's going to cost you a pretty penny there, buddy. You know, and I love his accent, and we're laughing. He goes, are you sure you want to tow it there? He said, we can tow it to the local place and get it looked at and probably fix it, and you can take it home. I said, well, I had a Zoom at 8 o'clock that night. And I was like, no, we really got to get home. But that's okay. You can just tow it home. He said, okay. So he calls his boss. He goes, boss, he said he wants to take it to Maryland. And the guy was like, well, I mean, that's going to, he said, you know, because you only get 100 miles of free coverage, and after that, you got to pay for it. It's about 178 miles that you got to pay for. I said, that's not a problem, sir. We just need to get it back home to our gas station, and they'll take care of it. And he's like, he said he wants to do that, boss. And the guy's like, are you sure? Are you sure? I'm like, it's not a problem. So we're waiting on the side of the road. The guy finally gets there. And it's warm. It's about 85 degrees out. I'm standing out there talking with him, and we're laughing and chopping it up. And I know that in many cases, a lot of people will be in a bad place or not in a good mood. But, again, I was in gratitude mode. So while I'm there waiting for him, my phone rings, and it is a guy that I've been recruiting for years. His name is Joe. He's out of New York. Joe's a networker. He goes, Oren, how are you? I'm like, Joe, man, what do I owe this call? Joe's been in a bunch of different companies, and he goes, listen, tell me about what's going on in ACN. I said, oh, really? You really want to know? So I start talking about health sharing. He goes, I know. I've heard. I'm familiar with health sharing. He said, hey, you got a minute? I'm going to put you on the phone with my friend. He's a network out of Las Vegas. So he gets me on the phone with this guy, Steve, and they start talking about, they're telling me this. Now, I already know this, but they're saying that, look, we know health share is huge. No other company in the industry is offering this. And he said, I've looked up these different companies. I looked up Impact, and I played with the numbers, and we can do really well here. He's like, look, I have other people I want you to talk to, but I need you to fly them into Charlotte. I said, wait a minute. I'm not flying anybody anywhere. We have a great opportunity. I said, look, why don't we jump on a Zoom tomorrow? We'll get to know each other. We'll see if there's a fit. And then we can go from there. You know, I have a completely different posture now because I've experienced different types of things. And he goes, we're 100% want to do this, yada, yada, yada. I called Vice President of Leadership, Larry Raskin, told him about the conversation. He's going to be on the Zoom. But here's the deal. Here's why I'm telling you guys this story is because, you know, because I was in that mode, because I was in gratitude mode, I really believe that phone call came in. I wasn't sulking. I wasn't like, oh, man, we're stuck on a road where it's dangerous. I was just like, hey, whatever. I'm just going with the flow, right? So I get that call, and I'm really excited, and you know, but you never know how these things go. It could turn out that they're, you know, not serious, and it doesn't happen. So that's why I don't get too overexcited about it. But anyway, the tow truck finally comes, picks the car up, and the guy says one more time, he goes, are you sure you want to pay for this? Let me just give you the amount here that it's going to cost you to tow this car to Maryland. And I said, sir, that is not a problem. So he gives me the number. I said, no problem. So we put the car up. We hit the road. He's got the car on the bed. We're driving in the truck. We're heading back home. So I've got this Zoom at 8 o'clock. that I'm probably not going to be able to make because we were on the side of the road for about an hour, hour and a half. And so I said, all right, I don't want to do this Zoom in the car. I can do it, but a signal can be choppy. And so I reached out to a few IBLs in our organization, and thank goodness Javier Paula Bolden was able to do the Zoom with me. I said, hey, could you jump on and do the Zoom with me? I don't trust my signal on the road. I've got some new people just got started. They're putting their people on, and she gracefully did an awesome job, banged it out, did a fantastic job. In fact, everyone will be on the training on Saturday morning. A few people signed up as customers, and I think one or two IBLs should be getting started here today. But I immediately thought to myself, I am so grateful for our organization. And Javier, if you're on, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I'm thankful for the people that I work with because they're just great people, man. I can speak for Leanne as well. We literally love being in business with you guys because you give us so much energy and excitement. And I'm so excited about what's going to happen for you when health sharing kicks in. I know what's going to happen to many of you who are really serious and really want ACN to work. So I immediately went to gratitude there with regards to our teams. And so we're driving back. The meeting is done. I can relax a little bit. We're driving home, and we're just laughing about the whole situation and just talking about school. And then I called the guy who was towing the car. I said, hey, when you're about 5 or 10 or 15 minutes away from the shop, just give me a call. I want to meet you there. I'm gonna grab the key from you because you know our shop closes at a certain time. So I'm almost home. He calls me, said I'll be there in 8 minutes. I was like, okay. So I jump in my car, I drive to the station, and I meet the guy there. So he's back in the car. I pull up in my car. He goes, hey man, are you rich or something? That's a really nice car. What do you do for a living? I said, funny you should ask. So I just gave him a quick blurb about what we do. He said, man, look, I had 2 heart attacks. I'm doing this. This is a dangerous job, and I really don't want to do it. But I said, look, today's your lucky day. I said, our company, we are looking for hungry people right now. We're looking for people who want more. We've got some unbelievable things taking place. So what's your name? He goes, Ron. I said, Ron, I'm Oren. Let's exchange numbers. I'm going to text you my information, and I will call you tomorrow. I said, I know you got a long, I got a long ride ahead of me heading back to North Carolina. I said, I'll call you tomorrow. Let's jump on a Zoom or let's talk. I'll give you some information. He said, look, I'm in. Whatever it is, I'm in. I said, all right, well, you got to at least see it first. He goes, I'm telling you, I'm sick of doing what I'm doing. I am in. And I thought to myself, man, what a day. What an incredible day. And here's why I believe the day went the way it is and the way life is going the way it is right now and the way it's going to be like that for many of you on this Zoom. You remember weeks ago I talked about the 369 project that Elon Musk talked about, and you know, the power of just writing things down on paper and putting it out there. And so, you know, ever since I started reading that, every day there are 7 things that I say to myself and I write it down. And those 7 things are, you know, I am very healthy. I attract hungry and excited people to my ACN business. And as you can see just by the story, you know, I'm not even saying anything. People are recruiting themselves. I am a top producer. The third thing I say, I am wealthy. I have unlimited resources. I am a great husband. And I'm a great golfer. I love golf. So those 7 things I say to myself every single day, right up now, every single day, and I'm telling you, I believe it, I feel it with every fiber in me, and these things are happening. And so I want to share with you guys that, you know, having a grateful heart is so, so, so important, something you already know. You already know this because many of you are grateful for ACN. Many of you are grateful for so many things. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. This is a call to action. Just text. Your upline, your sideline, your accountability partner, just 3 or 4 people, 5 things that you're grateful for. You can be grateful for them, grateful for your kid, whatever it is. Just text whoever you're working with, whoever you're partnering with, just 5 things that you are grateful for, and just send it to them. And what you're doing is you're putting it out in the universe, all right? And I'm telling you, when gratitude is in your heart, blessings flow. they just automatically flow. So I just wanted to say again to you guys, I am grateful and thankful to everyone here on this call this morning. I'm excited about what's going to happen for you and your family with this new service that we're offering. And whatever we can do to help you guys, please let us know. We've just got some great things happening with ACN. I'm grateful to be a part of it. I know you guys are as well. So enjoy your Sunday, your Thursday. Good day. God bless. Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye.